And right now, if you had to pick, right now, from what you've seen, okay, let's pretend this Dodger-Padre game is 6-6, okay? It's 6-5. Let's pretend it's 6-6. Who's your choice to win it all right now?
Wait, like the World Series? Yeah. Just everything?
It's tough to say, huh?
I mean, I...
Like, if you're asking me who I think's going to be there, at this point, the Padres do look like the best team in the National League, so
they
I've got to say San Diego v. like, Kansas City. Yeah.
Let's go, baby!
Who I want to be there. I wouldn't mind a Subway Series.
Sure, you know,
I
think sure. That, the you classic, said that earlier.
Yeah, baseball fan in me would like that. Yep, but yeah,
you said
like,
that earlier.
I think it's going to be a wacky World Series. Like, hell, Detroit could end up making a run.
I mean, last year was a wacky World Series. I thought Texas-Arizona was a great World Series. You know, it's not David Freese on the Cardinals. It's not... You know, Ben Zobrist for the Cubs in 16.
No, it's Mitch Garver on the Rangers.
You know, but I thought Rangers Diamondbacks was a good series last year.
No, we all found out who Adolis Garcia was. Like, the Rangers were pretty stacked.
Yeah, so. That was Corey Seager is a two-time MVP in the American League and National League.
Marcus,
last time I saw that, that's Frank Robinson.
Well, and Marcus Semien still hitting 300 last season. Like, they were loaded from 1-9 with Bochy. And there you go.
I think we're in a good spot. So let's turn our eyes over to the American League. And it's funny because talking about this Yankee Royals series, to me, is very similar as talking to this Dodger-Padres series. The difference is... The Padres have the financial gains. They have the years of building to get to this point. They have superstars all over the place. And that's why they can give the Dodgers a run for their money. This Royals team, I'm going to sit here. This is when I'll tap a two on my shoulder here and take credit for it. I told you this Royals team was going to be good. They spent money on the bullpen. They've got veteran starters. And they are playing a Yankee team that, in my opinion, is scared to lose. You talked about the Mets with house money. They just walked into a room and there's cash everywhere. Okay? Well, the Kansas City Royals are, you know, DuckTales. What's the uncle on DuckTales, the rich? Ducky McScrooge or something like that?
Yeah,
he dives into his giant safe of coins. That's the Royals. The Royals, you're ahead of schedule. You got Bobby Witt, yeah, but you remind me of the Astros in 2015. The Astros made the playoffs. Everybody was like, it's about 16 for the Astros. They made the playoffs in 15. They lost to the Royals, but boy, who did win the World Series, but boy, they gave the Royals a hell of a time in that series. And now here are the Royals right now doing the same thing to the Yankees. When I watch these two games, the Royals to me are the better team. The Yankees, if it's not Judge and Soto, who's it going to be? Huh? Who's it going to be? It's not going to be Carlos Rodon. It's not going to be Giancarlo Stanton. You know, I'd like to see a guy like Austin Wells step up a little bit. Alex Verdugo had a good game the other night.
Jazz Chisholm, I know he's hit a homer, but like seriously, they brought him in, and since that huge, four homers, five homers in 72 hours, I haven't really heard much from Chisholm.
Yeah, what scares you about the Yankees if you can get around Soto and Judge? Now, that's a big if, but if you can get around Soto and Judge, what are you scared of?
Yeah, I mean, Stanton's 1-for-8 so far, so not much.
Rizzo's hurt. He didn't even make the roster.
Wells was batting cleanup the other night, and I'm like, ooh, the Yankees looking at Austin Wells batting cleanup. He's no Cal Raleigh, I'm sorry.
And I like Wells for the future of the Yankees. I really do. You know, I don't know if it's the mustache, but he gives me Thurman Munson vibes. You know, just like a really solid, every day-to-day kind of player, positive, a leader. I like Austin Wells for the future of the Yankees, but I'm not ready for him now. He's not ready for it now.
Well, the Yankees haven't been ready at catcher since Jorge Posada retired. I mean, Gary Sanchez wasn't really, like, he had two good seasons and then was nothing. Like, literally, they have been struggling at that position for 20 years.
And you could argue that Jorge Posada was a little bit of struggle from time to time. Good hitter.
Oh, you know, he was
not the most amazing catcher.
Never a defensive guy. He was always a hitter first. People ran
like a Javi Lopez in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, and that back in the day when the offensive catcher, I mean, it was a little bit more rare. It was Posada. It was like Ivan Rodriguez. I'm not like maybe one other, but in the 90s, no, he was it basically, other than Yvonne.
Tomorrow, oh, dude, we got four games tomorrow? Oh, baby.
Yes, yeah, it goes 4-2-2, and then 4.
Why is P. Harris got to work all day tomorrow?
Sucks.
Royals Yankees tomorrow is going to be Schmidt against Seth Lugo. Now, let me tell you what. If Seth Lugo goes out there and does what he did for my fantasy team all year, you can mark the Yankees dead.
I mean, the Royals are, I hate to say it, but they're not like loaded like the Yankees, but they got guys at every position.
So that's what I'm asking. How did we get here, Jordan? How did we get here to this point where the best team in the National League, the Dodgers, record-wise, the best team in the American League, the Yankees, record-wise, get into this division series and they look outmatched? How did we get here?
I mean, when you've got... I feel like the Royals have had, what, since their last World Series win in, what, 2015, 2016?
Royals won in 15.
Thank you, in 15.
Lost in 14 to Madison Bumgarner, won in 15.
They've had kind of that, like, legacy feel, even though they're not really necessarily a team that you feel like kept guys around. But I think it's Salvador Perez. I mean, he's, like, probably, like, the one guy left. But
bonafide Hall of Famer.
But literally, I feel like he is... a locker room changer like a Carlos Santana is, you know, when he came in for the Mariners, like for the Twins, huge locker room impact like Manny Machado is. Like Salvador Perez and hitting 300 plus, 330. I mean, you throw him in at catcher in the postseason because thankfully there's not as many games, so he doesn't have to DH. It frees up Vinny Pasquantino coming off the IL to then go DH, and then that means you can put Tommy Pham in the outfield. Like, yep. The Royals have options. Hunter Pence, who was hitting really terribly at the beginning of the season, really turned out in the second half. You had Adam Frazier, former Mariner, that was like getting like three or four different clutch hits, so like kind of like the Mets. They, when they needed to, they played really good baseball, and so now they're here.
And I think what the Royals did really well that you were kind of hitting on, and this is what I was preaching at the beginning of the season about this Royals team, is they signed vets. They signed veterans. And they rely on Bobby Witt a lot, as you should. The Mariners rely heavily on Julio.
Yep.
Look at the Braves. Acuña goes down, and they struggle. They relied on him a lot. Albies goes down when he comes back. Albies is playing out of his mind, but he can't switch hit because his wrist hurts. You know, like, there are these young superstars that people do heavily rely on, and Kansas City is heavily relying on, but they've seen. Talking about Vinny Pasquantino, talking about these guys, Sal Perez, old man Perez, who's clearly the leader. I heard this interview with Tommy Pham. He was on MLB Network around Labor Day. I was in Seattle and I was listening to MLB Network, and they interviewed Tommy Pham. They were like, what kind of advice are you giving to Bobby Witt as an up-and-coming superstar on a playoff push? What are you telling him? What are you talking to him about to help him become the future leader? And Tommy Pham says, well, Bobby Witt's telling me things. Like, that guy is our leader.
That's pretty awesome.
So if you can give me Sal Perez, old man, quote-unquote Sal Perez, who's a World Series champion and a future Hall of Famer, his leadership on top of some kid that you rely on who also happens to be a leader, that's dangerous. Because I don't think the Yanks have that. You got Garrett Cole, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto. And Aaron Judge has done squadouche, and Cole got touched up a bit in game one. As far as the top teams go, and I know we talked about the Dodgers and Padres and me not having faith in the Dodgers, but the Padres are a good team. They're a World Series team. The Royals are not a World Series team. And no, they're going to take you to five.
Not quite. No.
And they're going to take you to five.
No.
So what does that say about you? If a team that's not ready to win a World Series and you're neck and neck with them, it sounds like to me the New York Yankees are not ready to win the World Series.
I mean, they didn't look like they were ready from game one this year. They're a good team. Like, I remember people freaking out about, like, their bats opening up the season, you know, really well, but we were still talking about, well, where's their pitching? And the Mariners proved to us, unfortunately, that you can have five elite pitchers, but if you don't hit, you're not going to get to the playoffs. But the Yankees don't even have, like, two elite pitchers. I'm sorry. Gerrit Cole and nobody else, you know, funky throwing Nestor Cortez ain't going to get you a World Series. You're looking for like that 1-2-3 punch that you've expected from Yankees yesteryear pitching staffs. It's not there.
It's not Clemens, Pettit, and El Duque coming out of that pen.
Yeah, there's no David Cone and then David Wells right after him. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, and there's no, you know, there's no Wetland and Mo Rivera coming out of that bullpen either.
Exactly, and that's definitely, you've seen like, and the Cleveland Indians have this in Class A, you know, to a point where like, I feel like the Yankees' best pitcher is like Clay Holmes, essentially. You're seeing these guys every night, and Clay Holmes was getting his ass bitten in August. And this is the problem that I was saying.
Tied for most blown saves in a season, Clay Holmes.
Yeah, but yet, yeah, elite hitters are going to face him pretty much every night in the playoffs. And this is what I was saying the problem would have been for the Mariners if they made the playoffs, is their bullpen ain't elite enough. And I think we're seeing, unfortunately, the bullpen for New York, as well as their starting pitching, just ain't elite enough.